All right, so now picking up in the goof on Zion on the base. All right, who wants to read? Okay, so stop. So the question is like this. Let's say you have a house that the inside space is not 10 tefachim, right? So from the ground to the ceiling is not 10 tefachim, but the thickness of the roof will be mashlim the height of the building to 10 tefachim, right? So there's the internal height and the external height. The internal height is, let's say, 9 tefachim, but the external height is 10 tefachim. So Rav says, on the roof you're allowed to carry, right? Because the roof is a makom that's separated by 10 tefachim, right? And Rabbi Chanan all seems to learn like Rashi, because he says it's good asig mechitzasa. So it's surrounded by mechitzas on the top, right? But the inside, Rav says, is a karmelus, right? He doesn't call it a karmelus, but he says it's mutl tatal b'ku. I'm sorry, he says ein metal limbo ela bedalad amos. The Gemara on Zion Amud Aleph said it was a karmelus. A little bit, there's two things going on over here. So now Abaye says, but if you would dig an area of Dalet al Dalet, that would be mashlim down an interior height of Yud, right? So now from the new floor, you lower the floor with an area of Dalet al Dalet, right? And from the new floor to the ceiling is 10 tefachim. So then, not only is that 4x4 area a Rishus HaYachid, but the whole bias becomes a Rishus HaYachid. Okay, why is that? Chokak Bo, go ahead, Bekarka.
Ad HaKiwai. Okay. Bias,
so you're mashlim b'makom chakak l'chalol yud gavoa ad HaKiwai. So that's Rashi. You dig in the middle of the room, and now you're mashlim in the area of the space, of the hole. You mashlim the inside space to a height of 10, up until the room.
You don't have to lower the whole floor.
You don't have to lower the whole floor. It doesn't have to be in the middle, no. Even though it's in the middle. And so that space becomes a Rishus HaYachid. Now why does the rest of the house become a Rishus HaYachid? Now the whole rest of the house becomes Chorei Rishus HaYachid. What does that mean? Kimo. Right, because that's a general rule. If you have a Rishus HaYachid, and there are holes in the wall, so the holes in the wall are considered a Rishus HaYachid as well. So here too. Why? Kevan deneged hachakak. Vahani nami.
Vahani nami. Kevan deneged hachakak. Rishus HaYachid gamor. Eino chave peos.
So now our case too. Since against the whole came in the neged hachakak rishus hayachid gomor. What does he mean over there? In other words, he means to say above that hole. He means to say the space itself is a rishus hayachid gomor. Right? There's the area that's the area. Its area is a rishus hayachid gomor. So therefore, the side areas are like ledges. They're like countertops. They're considered just part of the tashmish of that inner space, right? So that means to say, all of the area that's mishtamish by the Rishus HaYachid is part of the Rishus HaYachid. Yeah. So what's the problem here? So the problem though is, where are your mechitzos, right? Where are your mechitzos?
Inside.
Where are your mechitzos for that 4x4 area on the inside? It's true, once you make that 4x4 area Rishus HaYachid, we'll accept Chori Rishus HaYachid, Kir Rishus HaYachid. But where are your mechitzos of 10 tefachim around that spot? Okay, so Tosis brings up a problem. That the Gemara is a similar case in Sukkah. And in Sukkah, the Gemara says that it has to be that the hole is within 3 tefachim from the wall. Right? And the problem is, how come over here the Gemara doesn't insist on that? Let's take a look at those over there. So that's the Gemara, right. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara, and the Riva has a question. It says, how come in Sukkah, the Gemara says, if you have the same situation, that the Sukkah itself was from the floor of the Sukkah to the Schach is less than 10 Tvachim. Right? A Sukkah needs 10 Tvachim inside. The Cholol of the Sukkah needs to be 10 Tvachim. So the Gemara in Sukkah says, if you have less than 10 Tvachim on the inside of your Sukkah, and you want to be Mashlim to Yud, it's only good if the edge of the hole that you dig is within 3 tefachim from the wall, because then you have lavud, right? So how come over here it's good even if it's very far from the kosel? Okay, so one second. So what's his main move? His main move is to say that what? That sukkah is different. Why?
You need
mechitzos smuchos l'schach. Right, doesn't say you need mechitzos. He says you need mechitzos smuchos l'schach. But he doesn't want to say you need mechitzos. Why? Because that would imply you don't need mechitzos by Shabbos. Am I right? I mean, he says you need mechitzos smuchos l'schach. So why can't you have mechitzos smuchos l'schach over there if it's less than if it's gimel tefachim away? Right. So he says, because over there the Gemara says it's a drasha, mibasukos, basukos, basukos. So the Gemara says, for instance, if you had a sukkah that had three walls, three good sturdy walls, right? But what? But the schach is sort of suspended in the middle, three tefachim away from the walls. Right. Let's say you put poles in the middle of your sukkah, and you're supporting the schach on those poles. Need the thing? Yeah. So if you had that setup, we have the three mechitzos, right? But the schach was rochuk min a mechitzos. It'd be possible, right? Sukkah would be psula. Why? Because you don't just. It's not that you need an area that's surrounded by mechitzos with schach on top of it, mm-hmm. Right? If you need schach, what does he say? What does he say? He says you need mechitzos smuchos to schach. Yeah, so what kind of a svar is that?
It's qualifying.
Yeah, right?
That's my question.
So by a sukkah, you need to join the 9 and the 1 to make one dofen of 10 tvachim. Because you need one dofen samach l'schach. In other words, you need one cheftza of mechitza samach l'schach.
Right.
If the 9 and the 1 were 3 apart, right, then you wouldn't have one entity that's samach l'schach. Right? Okay, so we'll leave it open then. You know what I mean? Okay, so the question is, like, what is Tosfos saying? What is Tosfos saying? Is he saying that you need a chetza of mechitza? In other words, is he saying that without the svas hachakak being close to the kosel, you wouldn't have an entity of mechitza? Or is he saying you would have an entity of mechitza, but you wouldn't have a mechitza that's samach l'schach? Right? That's the question? Right, and I'm sorry, in the middle area is 4x4. So now it's like this. So now in your 4x4 area, that's your kasher, that's your area that's kasher for sukkah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's 10 tefachim deep. Right? Now you need this area to have mechitzos samach l'schach. This area of the 4x4 has to have mechitzos samach l'schach. That's what he's saying, right? So he's saying unless you can be mistarif the wall to the ditch, to the wall of the outside, to the inner tefach of the ditch, you're not going to have mechitzos of this area samach l'schach. You might have
unless the mechitza is three tefachim.
In other words, if this was three tefachim away, so you might say in some sense there is a tzirif. You might say in some sense there is a mechitza, that this area has a is surrounded by is closed off, right, by mechitzos.
But you can't say that this area has its mechitza some chaschach because part of its mechitza is here and part of its mechitza is there.
Unless that's
in this Tosos. No, his plain shot in this Tosos is saying even if it were greater than 3 from the wall, you would have mechitzos. And that's why on Shabbos it's okay, because you could sum all of the barriers. You can sum them, and you can say now this area is surrounded by a barrier of 10 tefachim, right? The only thing is, you wouldn't have one cheftza of mechitza. You'd have the effect of mechitza. You wouldn't have one cheftza of mechitza. And if you don't have one cheft of mechitza, you can't have basukos. You can't fulfill the requirement of mechitza samach l'schach. Because what is the requirement of mechitza samach l'schach? It means to say that the schach and the mechitzos form one cheftza.
Is that necessary? Right? Is that necessary to explain it? I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, but whatever it is. But the point being that on Sukkah, there's a cheftza of Sukkah.
Right.
On Sukkah, there's a cheftza of Sukkah that you have to be mishtamesh with. Right? You have to be dor bisukkah. So the Sukkah is a cheftza. Right? And what is it? It's an entity. So in terms of cheftza of Sukkah, the defanos become part of the structure. So now you have to treat defanos as now you have to have defanos themselves as an entity, right? On Shabbos, he's saying, see, that's what he adds in Sukkah. He says in Sukkah, what's the ikkar of defanos by Sukkah? He says it's to prevent the rabbim, right? That's Tosus. Tosus is gives a little fuller explanation in Sukkah. Don't get stuck in the beginning of the Tosus. Just take a look at the last two lines of it. That he says, how come in Parakama? He has the question, same question. V'yesh lomar d'lo domi rishus Shabbos shehu limnoa regel rabim l'sukkah d'be'ina mechitzos smuchos l'schach. In other words, the mechitzos of Shabbos are only function to qualify the area in between them, right?
That's not by Sukkah?
Not by Sukkah. Sukkah, they're part of the structure of the building. In other words, on Shabbos, it's not that you need a binyan. It's not that you need to be besoch a binyan.
They qualify the area.
Okay. It's just that they are, what does he say? He says they're minoa regel rabim. That's what they are on Shabbos. It's just a barricade, right? Or a barrier. So that entity of mechitzos as a functional barricade towards the panim could be accomplished in steps.
You're just qualifying the makom.
Right, you're qualifying the makom.
You're not looking to build it.
Saying, is this makom? Sufficiently broken off from the regular rabbim, right? So you say, well, where's the rabbim? How far away is the rabbim? Well, it's a tenth tefachim. It's a separation of tenth tefachim from the rabbim and from this area. Do you care that there's one chefta that's separating them? No, only by Sukkah you care, because that wall becomes part of the structure of the chefta shel mitzvah of Sukkah.
If you can't really affect the whole structure, then it's a problem.
Yeah, if you don't have one chefta of mechitza, in other words, let's put it this way. In Shabbos, it's really just the pure idea of mechitza as a barrier, as an obstacle. But Sukkah says that you need the mechitza as an entity that's a part of your Sukkah. So now you have to have one unified thing. That's like the Rambam. The Rambam has that, right? There's that little Rav Chaim, you know, where he has the Rambam and the Rush. The question on if the Atzei HaSukkah are Usher, right? So the Rush says, no, the Sukkah is Al Shem HaSchach. Right, so Rav Chaim will say, yes, yeah, true, the Sukkah is Nikra al Shem Aschach, but you need the walls to become a part of the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. The walls still become a part of it.
It's
Schach of a structure. So it's true, the essence is Schach, but in terms of what the Chefza is, it requires the walls too. You take a look at it. But the point is, It's the point is He's saying you need mechitza samach uschach. That means to say that there's a real heftza of mechitzas that you need, not just a not just the barrier of mechitzas. Well, what's interesting is, I mean, what's conceptually interesting is. Conceptually interesting is this question: is the definition? Is there one definition of mechitza? Right, I think that's what's bothering you. Conceptually, is there one definition of mechitza, or not, or is it two definitions of mechitza? In other words, when we say there are mechitzos on Shabbos and mechitzos, when we say that there are mechitzos here by Shabbos. Are they the same mechitzos as sukkah, as just those have the requirements of being samach l'schach? Or is that like a totally different idea of mechitzos?
It's even crazier than that, though. Within Shabbos alone,
you don't need chatos
of mechitzos. In other words, what bothers me on Shabbos is this: where is your mechitza if the lip of the pit is 10 tefachim away from the 9 tefach wall? So where is your mechitza? Where is your mechitza?
You don't need a mechitza per se.
No, is it that on Shabbos, is it that together is a mechitza, but it wouldn't qualify for sukkah as a mechitza samach l'schach? Or is it only a mechitza in a different sense?
What was the
first one? No, lavad is not a tziruf. Lavad means it's one. You understand? Lavad means it's one.
All right, fine.
So in other words, are we saying that on Shabbos that the entity of the mechitza is going to be composed? This is what's bothering. In other words, are we going to just say on Shabbos we don't care about mechitzos? We really just don't care about mechitzos. The whole mechitzos thing is a misnomer. We don't really care about mechitzos. We just want this area to be separated by from Rosh Hashanah Rabin by 10 tefachim. We don't need a mechitza, right? Mechitza is an easy, effective way to do it, but you don't really need any entity of mechitza. Okay? But by sukkah, you really need a mechitza, right? Or are we saying, no, Shabbos also needs a mechitza? Okay? The only thing is, you can have a mechitza that's mitzuraf from a lot of little pieces. They don't need to be. They don't need to be one entity to make a mechitza. A mechitza can be, huh?
You wouldn't need a tzir.
We'll have to figure out what the tzir will be. But there is. There has to be some. They can combine to be one entity of mechitza, right? There's a tzir between them. You don't say that. Rishusa Rabim is separated by 9 tefachim, and then this extra tefach is a new thing. Now, as you say, no, together they create an entity. Together, they're mitzarev to one mechitza of 10 tefachim. Right? There's a tziruf between them. But by sukkah you need more than a tziruf. By sukkah you need actually one thing. You need physically one chefza that has a shear of 10 tefachim. See, the Ran also quotes the Riva, and the way he puts it, he says like this. He says, v'kevan shechakak zeh, now is this depression, mechitzos asara makifos osa, this area has mechitzos of 10 tefachim around it, mi bachutz. Now, you might think he means the house.
Right.
Hold on, though. We don't care if they're close or far to the other wall, to the house wall. The hach mechitza asara hi im chakak u mechitza. He's clear that he's calling the svas of the hole and the house wall one mechitza. And he says, that's fine, because they're mitzdarfin, because we hold that you can be mitzdarfin top and the bottom. Right? So, that's a good question. That's a very good question. That's a very good question. He doesn't say. It's a very good question. But,
And that's what's so troubling about this idea of saying you don't really need mitzvot, but somehow it's blocking off the rabbit. Because how far are you willing to take that?
Correct.
That's the
I'll tell you, there's a halacha, there's an open halacha, that if you have a slope in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it has to slope a certain angle. It has to go 10 tefachim within 4 amos.
Or it's not a
Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It was the top of if you have a mound inside the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? So if you have a mound in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so the top will be a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, provided it goes 10 tefachim within 4 amos.
Not tefachim?
No. Within 4 amos. So you wouldn't say if there's a really slow gradation that eventually gets to 10 tefachim, you don't say, well, I'm separated from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by 10 tefachim.
So you really stay slow.
No, it's right. So you see, you do need some sort of a tzirif over here.
How great that is.
You do need some sort of a tzirif.
Everybody agrees to this?
Everybody agrees to that.
And it's 4 tefachim or 4 amos?
4 amos. Oh, okay. 4 amos. Everybody agrees to this. So it does seem that you need to have some sort of an entity of the mechitza. And they're saying that you can have this area surrounded by mechitzos through a tziruf of the wall and the hole, right? But that's not going to give you. But now we have to define this better. In other words, so what are you lacking by sukkah? You know, it's like a strange thing. They're saying you have a mechitza through tziruf by Shabbos, but by sukkah, you need a mechitza in fact. According to the Rambam, you could say you don't need the mechitza really. You just need that this area has a height, right? That's the way the Rambam seems to be defining it. That the area has a shear of gova. So you'll measure that from its. So that doesn't need a mechitza as a cheftza, right? By sukkah, you need a mechitza as a cheftza. But by Shabbos, you don't really need a mechitza as a cheftza. You need to give the makom a shear of gova. Right? So that would work out, according to the Rambam. That would work out. I mean, that's what it seems like you're saying over here in Shabbos. You don't need mechitzos as a cheftza, like a structure. Right? You only need a mechitza in terms of qualifying the makom with regard to height, or with regard to separation, right? So then you don't need a mechitza as a structure. You only need a mechitza. I mean, it's coming down saying basically it's like a functional entity. It's like a functional entity. It's on sukkah, by sukkah, you need the cheftza to be mishtamesh with the cheftza itself. But on Shabbos, you don't need a cheftza of mechitza. You just need to qualify the makom as separated. That could even be done through many steps, through gradation. But if you need a cheftza, that has to be one entity. Yep, that's what seems like.
Didn't come up with that impression from Tosfos and Sukkah.
Yeah, you just need like the menias harabim, right? Menias haregel. Menias haregel. So then you have to say by the tail, the only reason why you need that height and then that elevation is because otherwise it's not considered a slope that's not a certain incline is not considered menias harabim at all. Right? It's not considered menias harabim. So you need 10 tefachim by 4 amos because you need an entity of 10 tefachim high that has the quality of menias harabim, right? But over here,
over here the mechitza and the chakak together mitzarev to one entity of Bnei's Ram.
Isn't there like a
kalakol plant? Right. Rishus Yachid is a certain kind of a makom, but a sukkah is a certain kind of a structure. Right. Of course, the structure of sukkah is going to have 10 tefachim in the structure, but Rishus Yachid is not a structure; it's a certain kind of a makom. The definition of the makom is that it's it has in its Tzura of Menias HaRavim, right? It has the Tzura of Menias HaRavim. So, but it's not a structure. Sukkah is a structure. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a type of a makom.
Don't you need like a column or even to line up for the walls? Right? You need a column.